Dragnet.
The Jack Benny Program.
I'm that man. Matt Dillon, United States Marshal.
George Burns and Gracie Allen.
Good evening, friends of the Inner Sanctum.
We offer you Escape.
Our Miss Brooks.
Suspense.
Richard Diamond, Private Detective.
Fibber McGee and Molly.
The Great Gildersleeve.
Yeah. Radio Theater.
In the air.
Dedicated to man's imagination, the theater of the mind.
You know what our call letters WGN stand for, don't you?
WGN Radio Theater.
The special three-hour presentation
with Carl Amari and Lisa Wolf.
You don't look anything like Lisa Wolf.
That's because I'm not. I'm Mike Estala.
You know what? Lisa is celebrating her 30th wedding anniversary with her husband Dan tonight. Congratulations, you guys.
Congratulations, guys.
That's quite the milestone. I hope you're having a nice night out. Well, they're probably done with dinner, but they're going to a movie. So hopefully they're listening to the show.
Movie, not a play?
A movie, they said.
Right.
Happy anniversary, Lisa and Dan. 30 years. We're going to celebrate Thanksgiving because this is our Thanksgiving show. Now, we're only on the air for 1 hour, but Mike Costella, who is pinch hitting for Lisa tonight, we are going to play a fun Thanksgiving show from my friend Irma.
That's going to be great.
Shante Garth, our amazing producer in the booth. Happy Thanksgiving to you, Shante, and to all of our listeners. What are you doing for Thanksgiving, Mikey?
Well, we host. So my parents and Denise's parents will be there. The only thing that has changed is Denise and I will be making our first turkey ever.
Really?
Yes. So we are taking that challenge on, and we'll see what happens.
It's going to be great.
Yeah,
I would not do it.
I hope so.
I have never cooked a turkey in 55 years of age, I'm hoping to make it another 40 or so, not having to cook a turkey.
What are your plans?
Going to my sister's house.
All right.
She's an amazing cook. See my mom. And well, that'll be fun.
Yeah.
We'll have a good time.
Great.
Taking my son with me. All right, but we have my friend Irma coming your way. But before we do that, I thought we would have a little smile on our face listening to Adam Sandler singing his Thanksgiving song.
This is a Thanksgiving song. I hope you enjoy it. Love to eat turkey. Love to eat turkey. Oh, I love you. Cause it's good. Love to eat turkey like a good boy should. Cause it's turkey to eat. So good. That clapping's messing my head up, man. I appreciate it. But I was trying to think of the next line. I'm like, all I hear is clapping. Here we go. Thanks anyways. Turkey for me, turkey for you. Let's eat the turkey in my big brown shoe. Love to eat the turkey at the table. I once saw a movie with Betty Grable. Eat that turkey all night long. 50 million Elvis fans can't be wrong. Turkey lurkey doo and turkey lurkey dap. I eat that turkey, then I take a nap. Thanksgiving is a special night. Jimmy Walker used to say, with gravy and cranberry. Can't believe the Mets traded that old strawberry. White meat, dark meat, you just can't lose. I fell off my moped and I got a bruise. Turkey in the oven and the buns in the toaster. I'll never take down my Cheryl Teague's poster. Wrap the turkey up in aluminum foil. Turkey.
turkey for the girls and turkey for the boys. My favorite kind of pants are corduroys. Gobble, gobble, boo, and gobble, gobble, giggle. I wish turkey only cost a nickel. Oh, I love turkey on Thanksgiving. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
All right, Adam Sandler there. I remember when he did that live on Saturday Night Live. I remember watching that particular episode. He and Kevin Nealon. It was Kevin Nealon was the host of Weekend Update.
Right.
And Adam Sandler, who was so young at the time, it was before any of his movies. And he came on and played that song. And then he did a Hanukkah song.
That's right.
And he did a few other ones as well. He's a very talented guy.
Yeah.
And now he does a lot of stuff for Netflix. He makes movies for Netflix primarily.
Oh, okay.
Because
I was going to say, I haven't really heard much about him lately.
Netflix. I got a text from Lisa. She said, so close. 29 years, not 30 years. So she is celebrating her 29th wedding anniversary.
Hey, that's your first mistake in how long?
1977.
Oh, okay.
Haven't made a mistake ever since the first one since 77.
Okay.
All right, let's take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to play My Friend Irma. Good Thanksgiving program. Stick around. All right, before we tune in to My Friend Irma, I want to remind all of our listeners to learn all about our Classic Radio Club. This is a new club that we just started. Mike is doing an amazing job. He makes sure that those 10 shows that we send our listeners that are part of the Classic Radio Club membership, the best quality that there possibly can be out of the 100,000 shows we have in our library. Some good stuff.
Yeah, definitely. I do a little bit of cleanup, and I try to just clear them up a little bit.
Yeah. So. Well, the great thing is we work with the rights holders, so the master recordings are provided to us. But then you take those masters and you do a nice little EQ on it, make sure there's no clicks and pops. So when we send these out, they actually sound probably better than when they were originally broadcast. Because back then, with the low fidelity radios and things, probably had a lot of clicks and interference. But when we send these shows to our members, our Classic Radio Club members, the quality is unbelievable. And I also write copious liner notes, historical facts, and fun facts about these shows, and we send that to them as well. So, folks, if you are a fan of Classic Radio, just go to our website, learn all about it. You might want to become a member. We have hundreds and hundreds of people that have signed up. Go to ClassicRadioClub.com. ClassicRadioClub.com.
The one thing I noticed about some of the ones that you're sending to me, as far as the files go and all the audio, are some of the titles I don't even recognize at all.
Oh, yeah, because
out of all the titles I've seen and everything I've seen, there are titles there that I'm like, what is this? I didn't even know this existed.
Well, that's the thing. You get it's like a surprise. You get these things, and I'm making sure that you're not going to get any. I mean, everything you get is going to be big stars, really interesting shows, very popular programs. But I like putting in something that you may not even know.
Yeah, there are a few in there where I was like, I'm not familiar with this show, and I consider myself to be pretty familiar with a lot of your shows.
This last batch that went out had a really great Ellery Queen in there. And it had a Shadow episode, and it had a bunch of Nick Carter, I think, was in there. Some good stuff in the last one. So make sure you join or at least learn about the Classic Radio Club by going to ClassicRadioClub.com. All right, it's our Thanksgiving show. It's an abbreviated show. It's only we're only here for an hour. We're on till 1 a.m. We're going to start things off with a situation comedy series set in Manhattan called My Friend Irma. It was on the air from 1947 to 1954. There were also movies and a TV series about My Friend Irma. Marie Wilson played the title role of Irma Peterson. She was a dim-witted blonde stenographer, and her roommate was Jane Stacy, played for most of the run by Kathy Lewis. However, in this episode, Joan Banks plays her her roommate, and it was just a fun situation comedy series. This episode is called Thanksgiving is Approaching. It stars Marie Wilson. Let's go back to November 15th, 1948 for part one of My Friend Irma.
For the safety of your smile, use Pepsodent twice a day. See your dentist twice a year. Lever Brothers Company presents the Pepsodent show, My Friend Irma, created by Cy Howard and starring Marie Wilson as Irma with Joan Banks as Jane.
Friendship, friendship, just perfect friendship. When other friendships have been forgotten, theirs will still be hot. My friend Irma!
You know, when a girl is beautiful like my roommate, Irma Peterson, it's all pretty wonderful. She has a lovely figure, gorgeous blonde hair, and a face that fairly takes your breath away. People wonder why it doesn't go to her head. I'll tell you why, because there it would die of malnutrition. Oh, now, don't get me wrong, I love the girl. It's only that sometimes she does things that give me a groan in the dome. For instance, the other day I was reading the paper, and I said, Irma.
Yes, Jane?
It says here that our shoreline is receding at the rate of 1 inch every 1,000 years.
Gee, that's wonderful. I can hardly wait to go bathing on Fifth Avenue.
Well, it takes all kinds of people to make a world. But right now, I'm too excited to even think about it. You see, I've just received a letter from Richard Rhinelander, my ex-employer, and still the number one guy in my dreams.
Jane?
Yes, sweetie?
Who's the letter from?
It's from Richard.
Richard? Oh, Jane, what does he say?
I'll read it to you. Dear Jane.
Dear Jane? Oh, he loves you.
What makes you say that?
Because he said dear.
Irma, for your information, at income tax time, I got a letter from the government saying, Dear Miss Stacy, and believe me, the Treasury Department and I are not engaged.
Well, he can't go around with everybody. What else did he write?
Dear Jane, I am basking in the sun at the Rossmore Hotel in Palm Springs. I will be back in New York for Thanksgiving, and I am bringing you a Mexican serape.
Oh, gosh, he's adopted a baby.
Irma, a serape is a blanket. He simply mentioned the gift to show that he's thinking about me. Isn't that sweet?
Yes, men can be so sweet when they're far away. Of course, I like them close, too. You can take all the blankets you want. I'll take Alan Person.
Oh, be still, Irma. Hey, I've got an idea. Since Richard will be back on Thanksgiving, let's you and I give a turkey dinner here in the apartment for our boyfriends.
Oh, that'll be wonderful, Jane. And I'm sure Al will have the day off because it's a legal holiday and the unemployment office will be closed.
Grand. Now look, Irma, it's very important that we don't say anything about this to Mrs. O'Reilly and the professor. It's been a long time since I've seen Richard, and I don't want it spoiled by their constant quarreling. So remember now, not a word.
Oh, I understand, Jane. I won't mention the word turkey once.
Good.
I'll just say we're having chicken.
No, Irma, just don't say anything about Thanksgiving. Is that clear?
Well, of course, Jane.
Come in.
Hello, girls.
Oh, hello, Mrs. O'Reilly.
Merry Christmas.
Christmas? Why, Irma, darling, Thanksgiving isn't here yet.
Uh-oh, the cat's out of the bag.
Irma.
Oh, we're not having any turkey, you know.
How is everything with you, Mrs. O'Reilly?
Not so good, Janie. It's that Professor Kropotkin again. He left another one of his insulting notes on my door. Just listen to this. When I look into your eyes, my heart does flip-ups.
Why, I think that's a beautiful thought.
That's what I thought until I read the rest of it. Look what comes next. That's because you have a face that scares away me hiccups.
Well, you know the professor. He doesn't mean anything by it.
I don't know about that, Janie. The other day he took me to an antique show, and I was having a wonderful time bidding on an early American copper bathtub. And all of a sudden, the professor began to laugh.
What was so funny?
He said it was the first time he'd ever seen one tub bidding on another tub.
Come in.
It
It's only me, Professor Kropotkin. Hello, Janie, Irma, and Mrs. O'Reilly. My three little birds. Janie, graceful like a swan.
Why, thank you, Professor.
And Irma, a little lovebird.
Oh, Professor, that's sweet.
And you, Mrs. O'Reilly.
Yes, Professor.
Old bat.
You'll be a dead duck before I get through with you.
No, no, take it easy, Mrs. O'Reilly. I was only joking. No, to me, you are really an inspiration.
Why, Professor?
No, it's true. It's true. Seeing you here in the half light with your beautiful red hair brings to mind my first romance. Her name was Sonia. Every evening I would find her by the lake with her faithful collie. And this is why every time I see you standing like this, I want to call out and say, here over, here over.
Why, you mangy old musician.
Please,
you.
The two of you. Don't you ever know when to call it quits?
I'm sorry, Janie. Mrs. O'Reilly, I apologize.
Well, I should think you would. I try so hard to be friendly with everyone. After all, it'll soon be Thanksgiving.
Yes?
And if you say I look like a turkey, I'll beat your brains out.
Oh, turkey, oh, that reminds
Irma.
Me...
Reminds you of what, dearie?
Well, you see, we're...
It reminds her of the 4th of July.
4th of July?
Yes, if you open your mouth, there'll be fireworks.
Well, I, for one, have made no plans for Thanksgiving. But as far back as I can remember, I've always been invited to a turkey dinner.
Is that so? Tell me, Mrs. O'Reilly, I've always wanted to know, was Miles Standish a big eater?
Well, as a matter of fact, he was... Now, look here, you...
Oh, Mrs. O'Reilly, I'm sure we'll all have a place to go on Thanksgiving.
I never worry about it, Janie. You see, Thanksgiving is so near the first of the year, and everyone wants to renew their lease. So I always get invited to dinner.
Yeah, I got throat trouble, too.
And I'm sure my best friends won't forget me.
Mrs. O'Reilly, you are priceless. Come on, we'll take a walk over to the automobile showrooms. I want you should stand alongside of a new Nash so I can make a comparison.
Oh, I know what you mean, Professor. We're both so streamlined.
Yes, and you both seat 4 in the front.
Why, you?
Well, that was a bit of a hint, wasn't it, Irma?
Oh, yes, Jane. What are we going to do?
Nothing. We'll just go ahead with the dinner as we planned. After all, we're two young girls with beaux, and we're entitled to a little pleasure.
Certainly, we're not married.
Well, personally, I don't think the professor minds not being invited too much, but as for Mrs. O'Reilly, well, she is our landlady, and we've got to stay on the right side of her. So again, Irma, let me remind you, we do nothing to arouse her suspicion.
Well, you can trust me, Jane. I won't breathe it to a living soul or any of my other friends.
Good. And look, honey, I've got to hurry to keep an appointment with the dentist, so would you mind going to the butcher's and ordering the turkey now so we'll have a good bird?
Oh, I'll be glad to, Jane.
Fine. See you later, sweetie.
Hello? What's that you say? My multiple theory on atomic fission works. Oh, that's nice. Who's it working for? Huh? Oh, no, I'm sorry. This isn't Einstein. My name is Peterson. You have the wrong number, but talking about fishing, if you ever want to go fishing, I'll be glad to go. Goodbye. Gee, now I know how Barbara Stanwyck felt, and sorry, wrong number. Come in.
Hiya, chicken.
Hello, Al, honey. Al, do you have any plans for Thanksgiving?
Well, to tell you the truth, chicken, I did plan on taking you out to dinner. But got a last-minute phone call, which makes it necessary for me to be out of town Thanksgiving.
Oh, Al. Jay and I are having a big turkey dinner here, and you're invited. Now you can't make it.
Oh, you're wrong, chicken. Just happened to remember they took my phone out just before the call came through.
making sacrifices for me.
Glad to help you, Chicken.
Well, Jane wants me to go right out and order the turkey.
Yeah, Chicken, are you and Jane going to have all the trimmings? You know, cranberries, sweet potatoes, stuffing, celery, olives?
Oh, sure, Al.
Well, in that case, I want to chip in.
Oh, Al, it won't be necessary.
No, no, I insist.
Well, all right, Al, if it'll make you feel any better, what would you like to bring?
Well, let's see. Yeah, I could bring flowers. Might give you hay fever. No point in bringing more candy. Just bought you a pack of Lifesavers last week. Champagne? Caviar? I got it. For them olives you're buying, you'll need toothpicks. Count on me for that.
Oh, no, Al. This is all on us. We want to catch the full spirit of the holiday. Al?
What, Chicken?
How did they get the idea of having turkey on Thanksgiving?
Glad you come to me for knowledge, Chicken, because I'm loaded with it. See, Thanksgiving originated with a bunch of pilgrims who came to America, led by some very famous men, such as William Penn, Buffalo Bill, and Wild Bill Hickok.
Hickok? Oh, I know. He's the man who invented the suspenders.
Precisely. Now, the pilgrims really had a tough winter. There was a housing shortage, manufacturing was at a standstill, and everybody was really beaten out of work. So naturally, they felt they had something to be thankful for, so they decided to give a feast.
Oh, I see.
Now, the big delicacy in them days was bear meat. So they sent an Indian guide out to trap a bear. Unfortunately, this guide was nearsighted, and by mistake, he come back with a turkey.
Well, imagine that.
Yeah. And to this day, if it wasn't for that slight defect in Hiawatha's vision, we'd all be sitting down to a Thanksgiving dinner of stuffed bear.
Oh, gee, that would have been perfect for our dinner. Then we could all have a drumstick.
Well, them's the breaks. Come on, Chicken, I'll walk you downstairs.
All right, that's the first portion of a Thanksgiving episode of My Friend Irma, starring Marie Wilson from 1948. We'll have more of that in just a few minutes.
Back to WGN Radio Theater with Earl Amari and Lisa Wolf.
Thank you, Roger. And guess what? Next week,
ooh.
Jack Benny. You love Jack Benny.
Oh, I love Jack Benny.
Yeah, we're going to have Jack Benny, Big Town, David Harding, Counter Spy, Fibber McGee and Molly.
One of my favorites.
And the First Nighter program. Could we have more radio shows that Roger Badish would like?
Are there some? You're playing them all. You had Duffy's Tavern last night.
Yeah, Duffy's Tavern.
One of
Tavern.
My favorite.
Oh, that was a funny show.
The comedies, the dramas. You're playing all the ones I grew up with, and I love them.
We try, buddy. We want to make everybody happy. We play a variety of shows from my library, and that's the same shows that we put in the Classic Radio Club. So hope everyone listening will go to classicradioclub.com and check out a fun club for our fans of Classic Radio. So, all right, we're listening to this fun episode of My Friend Irma. Thanksgiving is approaching. It's approaching for all of us, too. Here's the conclusion of My Friend Irma.
Oh, hello, Mrs. O'Reilly. Well, you look awfully upset. Is anything wrong?
Yes. I've just told the Martins upstairs that I have a rule. No pets of any kind in this house.
Yes, I know how strict you are about that.
Well, I just found out they have a canary, and either that bird goes or they go. I'm going right back up there and give them 5 minutes to make up their mind.
Hello? Oh, Richard, how nice of you to call me long distance. Yes, I got your letter. What? Oh, Richard. Oh, no. Oh, murder. Richard. What? I sound crazy? I'm going crazy. I can't talk to you right now. Irma just walked in with a live turkey. Goodbye.
Merry Thanksgiving, Jane.
Irma Peterson, how could you bring home a live turkey?
Well, Jane, I was only trying to save money.
What do you mean, save money?
Well, I felt this one, and it's already stuffed.
That's the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard. Take that turkey back.
Oh, I can't, Jane. The butcher said he won't take George back.
George?
Yes, that's his name.
How do you know?
Well, the butcher said, do you really want this turkey? When I said yes, he said, well, by George. So I did.
Roommate out to buy a turkey. It's funny, I always thought her name was Irma Peterson, but it's turned out to be Frank Buck because she had to bring it back alive. She's standing in the doorway with the turkey in her arms. She is looking at the turkey, and the turkey is looking at her, and I'm looking at both of them, and I don't know which head to cut off. What in the world made you buy a live turkey?
Well, you didn't specify, Jane, and he looks so lonely.
But, sweetie, you know Mrs. O'Reilly doesn't allow pets of any sort in the apartment. What will we tell her? She'll throw us out.
Well, we could have cut a hole in the wall and let the turkey's head stick through and tell her we shot it in Africa.
Irma, before I shoot myself, let me make one thing clear. There is still a great housing shortage. If Mrs. O'Reilly finds out we're not inviting her to Thanksgiving dinner and then finds out we have a live turkey in the apartment, all three of us can take a boat to Africa.
Oh, no, Jane, if we're going to take a trip, I'd rather get you on a slow boat to China.
Irma, this is no time for joking. We're in trouble.
Well, now, let's see. Gosh, there must be some way of fooling Mrs. O'Reilly. I have it. I just bought a new hat, and maybe I can train the bird to sit on it, and I can say it came that way.
No, sweetie, it's liable to lay an egg, and we wouldn't be able to tell it from your head. Well, nobody but you would bring home a turkey by the name of George.
Oh, see, Jane? Isn't he cute? He knows his name.
Look, Irma, I'm not going to waste any more words. There's only one thing for us to do. You'll have to kill it.
Kill George? Oh, Jane, I can't.
Why not?
Would make him an orphan. I mean, I've grown very fond of him.
Oh, for goodness sakes, that's ridiculous.
You see, he just called me mother. Oh, Jane, I couldn't do it.
Oh, stop dramatizing it. It's not that difficult. You just take a sharp knife and, well, you just cut off its head. It's simple.
But that's murder.
Oh, preposterous. There's nothing to it.
Then you do it.
All right, I... What's he saying now?
He wants a lawyer.
Oh, this is silly. You and your imagination. You're making a nervous wreck out of me. Oh, if that's Mrs. O'Reilly, this is the end. Who is it?
Me.
Oh, come in.
Hello, Jane. Hi, chicken. I was just about... Hey, that bird's a little early for dinner, ain't it?
Never mind the dialogue. Al, are you a man?
Well, unless I forgot to take off my Halloween costume, yes. What?
Irma bought this live turkey, and if Mrs. O'Reilly finds out about it, we're all dead ducks. So would you, kill it for us?
Oh, me? Nothing doing. I ain't got nothing against him.
Al, don't tell me you're squeamish.
Cannot stand the sight of blood. Cut into a medium rare steak one time, almost passed out.
Don't blame the steak. It wasn't the blood you saw, it was the check.
Oh, no, Jane, Al has a soft heart. I know because every time I think about him, I get the same feeling in my head.
Well, thanks, chicken, but know what to do. You see, in a case like this, there's only one man who can help us.
Who, Al?
Who else but... Hello, Joe. Al, got a problem. Have to knock off a certain bird, what's my move? What? For a C-note, one of your boys, Casual Casper, will do the job so it'll look like an accident?
No, no, Joe, this is a feathered bird, a turkey. What do you advise? Uh-huh. 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 Mm-hmm. Thanks, Joe, and goodbye, noble friend. Well, your problem is solved, girls. All we have to do is spread breadcrumbs around the electric fan. And when your little turkey starts poking his head around them blades, you turn on the switch, set the tape.
No, Al, I don't think I care for feathered wallpaper. Uh-oh, this could be it. Who's there?
Coming me again, Kropotkin.
Oh, come in.
Hello, Janie. I mind, Alan. Oh, look, it's a turkey. For a minute, I thought it was Mrs. O'Reilly.
His name is George.
A pleasure. Girls, I don't want to be a wet blanket, but if Mrs. O'Reilly sees that bird and realizes she isn't looking in a mirror, she's going to throw you both right out.
We know that, Professor. Maybe you can help us, huh?
Anything you want.
I knew we could count on you. Would you kill the turkey for us?
Certainly. It's simple.
Well, how are you going to do it?
I'll tell him he has to share my room with me and he'll commit suicide.
Well, I can see you're not going to be any help. Well, Irma, we have no choice. I know it sounds ridiculous, but we're going to put a leash around that bird's neck, and you and I are going to walk him down to the butcher shop.
Oh, but Jane,
Irma, my mind is made up.
All right. Come on, George.
So long, George. I'll be seeing you Thanksgiving. You won't be seeing me, but I'll be seeing you.
Well, we managed to get the turkey out of the building without Mrs. O'Reilly seeing us. And now we're walking it down the street. Irma is leading the turkey on a leash.
Come on, Fido. Here, Fido.
Irma, why are you calling Fido?
Well, we won't be conspicuous if people think it's a dog. Come on, Fido.
Irma, can't you get that turkey to go faster?
No, I think he knows where we're going. He keeps pulling back.
That's silly.
Jane.
What?
He's looking at you.
He is? I mean, so what?
He's got tears in his eyes.
It's just your imagination. Now, come on. Oh, there's the butchers. Irma, please, stop pulling on my skirt.
That isn't me, it's a turkey.
It is?
Yes. Why don't you look at him?
Oh, stop being so emotional. After all, it's only a turkey. I think I had no willpower if I allowed myself to be... Irma?
Yes?
What's he doing now?
He's still staring at you and crying.
Oh, this is ridiculous. We're behaving like children. Now, there's nothing to it. Come on, Irma. Here's the butcher. You take him in.
I can't. He trusts me.
Now, see here, Irma. If you think I'm going to let a turkey make a fool out of me, I'd... Oh, Irma.
What, Jane?
I think he trusts me, too. Well, we're back in the apartment. Irma, myself, and... Guess who? That's right. Dear little George. So far, we haven't crossed paths with Mrs. O'Reilly, but it's only a matter of time. Irma, however, is quite calm about the whole thing. She's knitting. Irma, what are you doing?
I'm knitting some booties.
Irma!
They're for George. Georgette. She just laid an egg.
Put the turkey in the bathroom. This might be Mrs. O'Reilly.
Oh, all right, Jane. Okay, he's in the bathroom.
Come in.
Hello, Janie. I thought you had company. I heard a strange voice.
Oh, that was me.
You, Irma?
Yes, it was her.
Yes, there I go again.
Irma, Are you sure that's you?
Yes, I have hiccups.
But it sounded like a bird.
Well, I had eggs for breakfast. Mrs. O'Reilly, tell me, where did you buy that lovely hat?
I'm not wearing a hat.
And it's very becoming.
Don't change the subject. I know what's going on. You've got something in that bathroom. And I'm going to find out what it is right now.
Well, Irma, get the suitcases. We might as well start packing.
Oh, girls. Oh, will you ever forgive me for being so suspicious? The bathroom's empty. That sound must have come from one of the other apartments. I'll go see. Oh, and I'm so sorry I bothered you.
Irma. Irma, I can't believe it. Let's look in the bathroom.
Well, for goodness sakes, you left the window open and Georgette's flown away. Irma, we're saved.
Well, this is terrible.
What do you mean, terrible?
Who's going to sit on the egg?
Well, the day is saved. We still have no turkey for Thanksgiving, but at least we haven't been dispossessed by Mrs. O'Reilly, who's so strict about her rule, no pets. Irma, however, seems to be terribly concerned about this. Irma, honey, what's troubling you?
Oh, gosh. Now I'm afraid to have Al come over. All we do is pet.
And you know, talking about pets, me, Jane Stacy, I'm happy to live a dog's life with my friend Irma.
Is produced and directed by Cy Howard. Park Levy writes the script with Stanley Adams and Roland McLean, and it's brought to you by Pepsodent Toothpaste with Irium, another fine product of Lever Brothers Company. Marie Wilson is starred as Irma, with Joan Banks as Jane. The part of Al was played by John Brown. Hans Conried was heard as Professor Kropotkin, and Gloria Gordon as Mrs. O'Reilly. Music was under the direction of Lud Guskin. Don't forget, you'll be able to hear My Friend Irma on the big two-hour, star-studded Thanksgiving Day program over most of these stations.
Losses due to fires are at an all-time high and still skyrocketing. With preventable fires striking at the lives of our citizens, their homes, communities, and our forests, it behooves all of us to help prevent the destruction and loss which fire inevitably causes.
This is Wendell Niles reminding you to tune in 1 hour earlier next week and listen to the Lux Radio Theater, followed by the Pepsodent show My Friend Irma, CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.
That is My Friend Irma, November 15th, 1948. Thanksgiving approaching. Marie Wilson there as Irma Peterson, along with Joan Banks as her roommate, Jane Stacy. And that was John Brown as Al, the kind of deadbeat boyfriend there. John Brown did a ton of radio shows on Life of Riley. He was Digger Odell, the friendly undertaker, and also he was the narrator on the Damon Runyon Theater, and he just did a ton of stuff, and here he is playing Al on My Friend Irma. But then he did TV, and he was every once in a while I see him in the movies. You should Google him. You'll probably recognize his picture, John Brown. All right, hope you enjoyed that. Let's take a quick break. Then it's more of the WGN Radio Theater. Well, this is the time of year that we all should reflect on how thankful we are and the many blessings in our life. And Thanksgiving is a very special time of year. I'm very thankful to have this radio show to bring you these radio programs. I have been collecting these shows since I was a little tyke. Since I was 12 years old, I started collecting these shows, started licensing them when I was in my 20s. And now we have a very large library of licensed programs to present to you. And I'm very, very grateful to all of the people and estates and the networks and all the folks that have licensed me these shows so I can bring them to you. I'm very thankful for my producer, Shantae Garth, my co-host, Lisa Wolf, Mike Gastella, the whole team here at the WGN Radio Theater, and everybody at WGN, Todd Manley, Stephanie Menendez, and everybody here that just helps put this whole program on the air and all of the programming on the air here, to all the great staff members and all the people behind the scenes that make this station as great as it is. Always been a dream of mine to have a radio program on this this radio station. I used to be on with Eddie Schwartz a lot, playing classic radio shows on his program, and I always used to say, boy, someday I hope I have a radio show. So I'm very thankful that that came true.